This is the Fly the W670 podcast, season 3, episode 82. Looking back at the Fly the W2024 season predictions, don't forget to give us a review. You can also give us a 5-star review. That'd be really awesome of you. Email us, flythew670@gmail.com. Watch us, 670 score on the YouTube page. All right, Crowley, let's get into a little bit of the divisional series wrap up. We now have the AL and the NLCS are set.
Yes, and Dustin, this has been an exciting playoffs. The NLCS kicks off tonight, but let's talk about how we got there. Yankees versus Royals, game 4 Thursday night, Garrett Cole versus Michael Wacha. We talked about how the Yankees had it lined up like they wanted, right? Yankees waste no time. Former Cub prospect Gleyber Torres doubles and scores on a Juan Soto single. Yankees up 1-0 after two batters. They would add to their lead in the top of the fifth. Gleyber does it again. Runners at first and third, two outs. He hits a single to make it 2-0. That would be it for Wacha, who would go 4 2/3, give up 2 runs on 6 hits. The Yankees would add one more run in the sixth when Aaron Judge doubled and scored on Giancarlo Stanton's single. Some frustration in the bottom of the inning for Kansas City. Mikel Garcia hits a single, but Michael Massey then grounds into a double play. First baseman John Birdie steps on first, throws to Anthony Volpe with plenty of time. Volpe tags Garcia, but then he kind of like forearms him a little bit in the chest, and then he pats him a couple times on the chest and on the back. Garcia takes offense. He starts chirping. The dugouts and bullpen's clear. No punches thrown. But do you think that was a little bit – do you think that Volpe was kind of trying to get to him, or do you think that Garcia was just frustrated?
If I have to cop out, I'd say a little bit of both, right? I know that's not the answer everybody's looking for, but a little bit of both on that one.
After the dust up,
what do you think?
I think it's a little bit of both as well. I mean, yeah. I don't know why he's patting him on the chest, you don't do that. You just tag him and you're done, you know?
Yeah, keep your hands to yourself after that.
Right. He's not your friend. He doesn't like you. So as we look here, though, Bobby Witt Jr. At the bottom of the inning, you take a look at what that guy does. He doubles and would score on a Vinny Pasquantino RBI double to make it 3-1. But that's how this would end. The Yankees punch their ticket back to the ALCS. Dustin, Tigers versus Guardian, game 4 Thursday night. I think both of us wanted the Tigers to win this one. They were looking for that knockout punch to keep their magic going. On Thursday night, this was a back-and-forth game. Lane Thomas put the Guardians on the board in the first. RBI single to score Stephen Kwan. Bottom of the second, Trey Sweeney with the sack fly to tie it up at 1. Top of the fifth, Jose Ramirez, we talked about him earlier. He had a solo home run to put the Guardians up 2-1. The Tigers tie it up with a solo home run of their own by former Cub prospect Zach McKinstry. Tigers take their first lead of the late in the bottom of the sixth with an RBI single by Wency Perez to give Detroit a 3-2 lead. They're 9 outs away from the ALCS. Top of the seventh, runner on second, 2 outs, pinch hitter. David Fry has an 0-2 count against him. He works the count even and then homers to left center to put the Guardians up 4-3. Then in the top of the ninth, runners at first and third with 1 out. David Fry once again at the plate. He hits a sacrifice bunt towards first. Relief pitcher Will Vest fields it, throws home, but Brian Rocchio with a beautiful slide to avoid the tag. Guardians get an insurance run, which they would need to put him up 5-3. Detroit had their fair share of comebacks in this season. Justin Henry Malloy doubled to start the inning. He advances to third on a Parker Meadows ground out and scores on a Jace Young ground out. Detroit trails 5-4, 2 outs, but Matt Vierling strikes out to end the game. And so, Dustin, some interesting notes on this one with David Fry. Check this out. David Fry, he ends up in a situation. He's the first player in MLB history to have a go-ahead pinch hit home run and a run scoring bunt in the same game. Regular season or postseason, never been done. How about that?
I don't know how they figure that stuff out, Crowley. I got to be honest.
Now, this was the first time the Guardians won a potential elimination game since Game 6 of the 1997 World Series, snapping a postseason record of 11 consecutive losses when facing elimination. It was also the first go-ahead pinch-hit homer in Cleveland postseason history. Only 4 players in the AL, NL have hit a pinch-hit go-ahead home run in the postseason when their team was trailing 7th inning or later. You know one of them, right?
Remind me.
Kurt Gibson.
Oh, okay.
Remember that
I don't believe what my eyes just saw.
Yeah, that was something that was that famous call by Vin Scully. And so if you look at it, 1988 World Series Game 1.
Was that Scully? Gibson. I thought that was Buck. I thought that was Buck.
Jack Buck. Jack Buck. 1992 World Series Game 2, Ed Sprague. 2010 NLDS Game 3, Eric Hinsky, former Cub. And then David Fry is now on that list. So, Dustin, that takes us to a Game 5 deciding Saturday night. Tigers got to win it at Cleveland. They like their chances, right? They got their ace, Tariq Skrbul, on the mound, and the Guardians going with the bullpen.
But it ended up not being Saturday night. It was so weird. If you're a baseball fan, they ended up playing that game. It was, you're right, it was supposed to be a 7:08 first pitch. Weather in the area. They want to get the ALCS started. They end up moving that game to 12:08 Central Time, 1:08 in Cleveland, but like day of game move for a game 5. I mean, that's crazy. Trying to get the fans. I mean, it's like a 7-hour difference first pitch. Trying to get it in, right? Yeah, they got to get it in. So they move that game up, and you know, luckily, I guess for Guardians fans, it went their way.
Yeah, it was a scoreless game in the fifth. The Tigers, Trey Sweeney walks. Pinch hitter Kerry Carpenter singles to right center. The ball takes a high bow. Sweeney scores all the way from first, but somehow Carpenter doesn't make it to second. I don't know what was going on there. Detroit's up 1-0.
Yeah, he couldn't run. He literally was hobbled.
Yeah, just literally, it was bad. That lead didn't last long. In the bottom of the inning, as three of the first four Guardians would single off Skubal. Bases loaded for one of the most dangerous hitters in postseason, Jose Ramirez. Skrbul hits Ramirez with a 99-mile-per-hour sinker to tie the game. Way to take one for the team, Jose. And then bases still loaded for Lane Thomas. Again, Lane Thomas. He hits a grand slam off Skrbul, and just like that, Cleveland takes a 5-1 lead. The Tigers would try to fight back with a run in the sixth and a run in the seventh. Cleveland countered with a run in the seventh and run in the eighth. But the Tigers' magic runs out. The Guardians win 7-3 to punch their ticket to the ALCS for the first time since 2016. What happened to Cleveland in 2016? I can't remember. All righty. That takes us to the one that we were excited about, Dustin. Dodgers versus Padres. That was Game 5 Friday night. Dustin, you know, the Padres had to go back to San Diego. They had to Dodger Stadium. And I, you know, it was said Shohei Ohtani was pushing hard for Yoshinobu Yamamoto to get the start. Did you find that interesting?
I did. And he got it. And it was the first time we've had two Japanese born pitchers pitching in an elimination game as starting pitchers in the postseason. So, I mean, the game on paper was great. It did not end up living up to the hype unless you're a Dodgers fan.
And again, you got to think about it. It was a pitching duel, and that's what you're looking for, right? Darvish pitched excellent. Yamamoto pitched really, really good. Yamamoto pitched 5 innings. He gave up 2 hits and 1 walks with 2 Ks. He got a little trouble in the third with 1 out. He gave up back-to-back singles. And then Fernando Tatis, who you don't want to see in the batter's box, is up. But he gets a double play, 5-4-3 double play to end the threat. Yu Darvish, you know, he pitched really, really well. He went 6 2/3 inning. He gave up 2 runs on only 3 hits. But both mistakes he made were 2 solo home runs.
Home run will kill you.
Especially if you can't score. 1 run to Enrique Hernandez in the second, solo home run. Teoscar Hernandez in the seventh. Dustin, if you're telling me you're almost going to get 7 innings from your starter and give up 2 runs, most of the time that's going to do it. But LA's bullpen pitched 4 shutout innings, not giving up a single base runner as the Dodgers heading back to the NLCS. Dustin, I thought that was a great, great postseason series, and I think that the fans are really into it. Here's the numbers. This is the most watched MLB LDS League Division Series on any network since 2015. I found that amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. No losers, right? Other than the your exact fan base. No losers in this one, meaning that fans of baseball, you're going to win because there's a lot of stars, right? A lot of stars on both sides. You know, I'll raise my hand. I'm a little tired of the Dodgers, a little tired seeing that year in and year out. The Padres get called little brother. I was hoping that the Padres, I predicted the Padres would win. I was wrong. Shocking. But again, from a baseball viewer, like, listen, Shohei Ohtani, it's good for the game.
Right. And if you look at this, the way that it worked out, think about all the big cities that you had in this. You had the Mets, you had Atlanta, who has a good fan base. You have San Diego, you have the Dodgers, Phillies, great fan base. New York Yankees, Cleveland, not as big, obviously. But you had Detroit, Houston, Kansas City, Baltimore. You had a lot of big stars. You had a lot of big market teams in there. So, I mean, MLB had to have been absolutely thrilled.
Well, and there's three $300 million plus payrolls in the Final Four.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, is that, you know, that's got to be something that, you know, Scott Boras is going to bring up, the Mets, the Dodgers, and the Yankees with those massive payrolls. You want to get in there, that's your best chance of doing it.
This year proved that, no doubt about it. Okay, so League Championship Series, you talked about the viewership. We went through the bat bracket, payroll, the schedule. Okay, tonight, as we're recording this, is game one. How about tomorrow for New York sports fans? Crowley. Monday, Mets Dodgers, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep. That's
Guardians Yankees about 7:40 in the evening. And then just a little bit before 7:40, we got Monday Night Football, Jets Bills for first place in the AFC East. Pretty awesome day of sports for New Yorkers.
And you got to think, as a Chicago fan, how frustrated you must feel. You can't even get a team in the postseason.
Can't even get a team in the postseason. All right, let's predict this thing. Winner of the NLCS, Crowley, is?
Oh, boy, this is always going to be tough. The NLCS, I think that the Mets' amazing run ends. I'd said I wasn't going to go against the Mets, but somehow the Dodgers just got too much talent. I think that the Dodgers take this one. I'm going to go 4-2.
So Dodgers in six. That sounds about right. I'll match that. Dodgers in six. Winner of the ALCS, I will go first. Yankees. Guardians do nothing for me. They don't do anything for me. This is a Dodgers, Yankees, made for TV, Fox executives, just loving life.
So we both have Dodgers. We both have Yankees. I got Yankees in five. Give me your NLCS MVP.
Well, since I'm going Dodgers, I think I've got to go Mookie Betts. He's just started to get heated up, right? He started slow, but he's been playing well of late. I think Mookie Betts, you know, again, not that that's like, you know, oh, crazy Dustin, you know, Mookie. I think he's coming into form, and I think he'll be the difference.
Yep, stars can break out. I am going to go with Teoscar Hernandez.
Ah, you're going a little long ball on Teoscar Hernandez. All right, AL side.
AL side. Boy, oh boy. I'm going to go easy on this one. I'm going to go Juan Soto.
I'm going to go, he's also been hot. I'm going to go Gleyber Torres. Right?
Gleyber Torres, all right.
He's been hot, right? I mean, maybe Judge is going to finally wake up. Judge's had a very pedestrian postseason so far. Very pedestrian.
I was flipping between Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton, who I think's looked really good. But yeah, it's. I think this is going to be fun, and I think for baseball fans, this is going to be a great series.
That's a wrap. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. All the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're out there everywhere. Email Crowley and I, flythew670@gmail.com, and you can watch us by subscribing to 670 The Score on that YouTube channel. Crowley, enjoy the beginning of the NLCS tonight. Tomorrow, Monday, we've got an NLCS and an ALCS, and we'll hit you guys back in the middle of the week and see where things are standing.
Yep, and hopefully, like I said, when we're talking at this time next year, we're preparing for the Northsiders to play some postseason baseball. Go Cubs!